Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Biggs from Yelm is. Biggs, are you there?
I'm here.
Biggs versus Migs?
I've never been more fired up. We need like
Biggs versus Migs.
We need one of those like boxing or wrestling posters. Biggs versus Migs.
Well, I'm on team Biggs, just so you know, Steve.
All right, fine.
Get out of here.
Oh, Migs all day long.
I almost cursed. Let's go.
Out you go, Steve.
Come on.
For those playing at home, Biggs has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Where do the Seattle Kraken play their home games?
Climate Pledge.
Yes. How many original members of the Beach Boys could surf?
3.
No.
4.
No.
2.
No. What is the second full moon of the month called?
Pass.
At age 43, which U.S. president was the youngest to be elected?
Carter.
No.
Kennedy.
Yes. What is the chemical symbol for potassium?
K.
Yes. In what city did the Stonewall riots occur?
Pass.
Who played Han Solo in the Star Wars film series?
Pass.
In what decade did modern bungee jumping begin?
40.
No.
50.
No.
60.
No. What is the largest country in North America?
Canada.
Yes. Which berry is tested for ripeness by seeing if it bounces?
Plum?
No.
Blackberry?
No.
Cherry?
No. We got you down for 4, Biggs.
Gotta do it. Next time.
Steve re-enters the studio with swagger.
Big versus Biggs.
Steve, are you ready?
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Where do the Seattle Kraken play their home games?
Climate Pledge Arena. We'll be there tonight for Linkin Park.
How many original members of the Beach Boys could surf?
1.
Yes. What is the second full moon of the month called?
The lunar...
No.
The blue moon.
Yes. At age 43, which U.S. president was the youngest to be elected?
43. Was that Obama?
No.
Kennedy.
Yes. What is the chemical symbol for potassium?
PT?
No.
I could picture it, but I can't. That's crazy. Okay.
Yes. In what city did the Stonewall riots occur?
What city? I don't know. Las Vegas.
No.
Denver.
No.
Tukwila.
No. Who played Han Solo in the Star Wars film series?
Harrison Ford.
Correct. In what decade did modern bungee jumping begin?
80s.
No.
70s.
Yes. What is the largest country in North America?
Canada.
Correct. Which berry is tested for ripeness by seeing if it bounces?
Dingle.
No.
Grapes?
No.
Berry.
Grapes? You know what? That was a bad guess, Danny. Dingle. I should have stuck with dingle.
Steve Miggs, you scored 8, and that is a win. 8-4.
Let's
Miggs
go.
Versus Biggs. Sorry, Biggs.
Yeah, I could see Harrison Ford's face. I was going to say Indiana Jones.
I would have accepted that.
That's kind of what I did. I did picture Indiana Jones. I'm like, what the hell is his name again? Harrison Ford.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The Stonewall Riots occurred in New York City.
Oh.
And the berry that is tested for ripeness by seeing if it bounces, it's grown in a bog. The Cranberry.
Oh.
Also a great band.
No. Absolutely not.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix
Show. Let it linger.
Zombie. No. We have a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And every day we check these messages. Some of them are very interesting.
Somebody wants to talk about group chats and texts and all that kind of stuff. Another person has some Mariner stuff he wants to address.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
I'm not going to lie, it is a real thrill to come in here and check these voice messages every day, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
And people can slide into our VMs through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon. Easy peasy. What's the situation in there today?
Let's check them out.
You guys like text groups because they really bother me.
Text groups?
Like a group chat?
I love a group chat.
Yeah, of course you do. Danny, I'm on your side.
Yeah, they're so annoying.
It's annoying, and I just want to leave every single one that I get added to.
I mean, I do know, like, we have a text group or a message chat for our Bike MS group, and I know there are several people that have, like, muted it because a lot of us are very active on it, and a lot of people are not.
Here, I feel like there should be a rule. I'm not asking for a rule, and I know it's an unreasonable thing, but I think after, like, 10 o'clock in the evening, do not reply to a text exchange, like a group chat, like because then all of a sudden, like, someone replies, someone else has to reply, and next it's like the reply all on email. But when I'm like in bed and I don't have it, if I didn't turn the notifications off, my phone is just going nonstop.
So then when you wake up at 3:30, that's when you start responding and return the favor.
There have been a few times where I've decided, I'm like, you know what, I should be that jerk. What I love are the people on like the group chats on like Facebook who then leave the group.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Because it announces to everyone. Uh-huh. And I always love when there's like some serious, like massive back and forth exchange. And then you just see Jonathan has left the group. I'm like, Jonathan, I'm so jealous of you.
You can dip out anytime you want, Steve.
I think that text group should just be three people. Or like ours is manageable. Between the three of us, we have a little text group together. And that one's fine.
And it works out great because for some reason your phone's all effed up, so you don't ever get any of my texts.
Yeah, I just only get Taryn's stupid Android texts. So that being said,
Danny only knows if I reply to a group chat if Taryn makes an emoji or a reaction to it, because then it shows my response.
Anything more than three, I'm out. I just don't respond. I want out of it.
All right, let's check out our next voice message.
The other morning, Migs, you were joking about renaming the station Cal-ISW for Cal Raleigh. And
did I do that?
You did.
Sometimes I do come up with good ideas right there.
You're a silly guy.
Yeah.
I think you guys should do it. The Mariners are hot. Have some fun and change it to Cal-ISW. I'm sure you can make it happen. I mean, I've heard other radio stations do that. You know, like if something cool happens, like Prince Harry, a station's like Harry 92.3.
That's your example? Harry? Harry?
Like Harry 92.3, or Dale Earnhardt does something cool and it's Dale 100.4.
Your examples are Prince Harry and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Two legends.
Cal ISW. Change the station tomorrow. Let's go Mariners.
Okay.
All right, let's make it happen.
Flip the switch. That's how easy it is, right?
Okay, Brian Castle's walking in right now.
Hi.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
You're not seriously considering that, are you?
Oh, so you heard that?
So I actually heard you say that, I don't know, I think it was last week, and I thought, well, that's a stupid idea.
Thanks. I'm full of them.
And, you know, no one loves a stupid idea more than I do.
Okay.
And I thought that could be fun.
Nice.
However, I moved on to other things and we never really did anything about it. This is the sort of thing that would take, you know, a good 2 or 3 weeks to put together, though. Again, I love a stupid idea. And let me tell you, this is a stupid idea.
Yes, I love stupid ideas, especially when the boss thinks it's stupid.
I mean, there's just no, you just can't pull it off by tomorrow.
What if,
and then if we really wanted to do it, we waited 3 weeks. I mean, who's to say?
They might not be in the playoffs.
Right, right. Who knows? Series, who knows? Ryan.
Who knows? So you're going to put all of these people to work doing, because, I mean, you're talking about not just your show, like it's my show, it's the men's room, it's Jolene. So there's all of the production that goes into all of that. There's, you know, visual graphics. I mean, it's not just as easy as, oh, I got a dumb idea, we're going to do it tomorrow.
If you need me to draw a picture, I'll draw a picture, Ryan.
I'm sure it'll be stellar.
And I can record a thing on Cal ISW, yeah, the big dumper of Seattle.
It's occurring to me, like, just how little respect you guys have for all of the work that goes into this place every single day.
99.9, 29.9.
You guys in the men's
the
room.
Big dumper.
You're going to walk in here every day and like, oh, I'll just be funny. There are a lot of people that put in a lot of hours that do all of the other things that make this place go.
Karen, you make the sound effects and I'll do it. 29.9.
Rock.
29.9.
The big dumper of Seattle. Cal, ISW.
That sounded great.
There, boom.
If we're going to do it, let's do it right. But I'm telling you, you can't do it right in 24 hours. There's just no way.
I feel like that's a challenge.
It's not even 24. It's 23 and change.
Well, the best way to handle things, I mean, this is America. We should put it up to a vote.
Sure. And maybe you can get them to do the work for you, too.
Okay. So you can text 206-803-ROCK. Text CAL to 206-803-ROCK if you want us to change
Cal.
The name
so,
of our radio station to CAL.
To be clear, it takes a second to set that up. So they did that before I even walked into the room.
Pretty much.
Or text NOPE if you are a naysayer like Ryan Castle.
A party pooper?
I am not a party pooper.
You don't want us to do this.
I am just being realistic.
Okay.
When have you ever been realistic?
Not very often.
Today?
Not very often.
Oh, so today you start
should,
doing it?
That should tell you how serious this I am. I just, if we're going to do it, we should do it right. We just don't have time to do it right. Maybe for the start of the season next year.
If you want us to rebrand the radio station for one day tomorrow to Cal ISW,
yes,
please text Cal to 206-803-ROCK. Or if you, like Ryan Castle, think that we are idiots, you can text NOPE to 206-803-ROCK.
I don't think you're idiots. You're good at some things.
The Daily Mix Show.
I do like this text. Ryan is a Debbie Downer.
He is. I'm so over it. Let's do this thing. 206-803-ROCK. Text the word Cal to vote for Cal. If you want us to rebrand the radio station to Cal ISW tomorrow, we're going to take these votes for the next hour. And let's get it going.
If Big Dumper Radio just got texted in.
All right. So yesterday we spoke with a listener named Zach, and he thinks that he's dating someone that maybe isn't very bright, and it's all because she has a hard time spelling words. He told us that she would be down to chat about all this today. Well, so we're
he said she's an idiot.
Yes, he did. We're going to talk to Zach and his lady friend at 720.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Yesterday, if you missed it, we were chatting with a listener named Zach. Zach left us a voice message because he's been having a problem in this new relationship. And before we get to what happened, Zach is with us.
Zach.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good to have you back. And we asked you, hey, do you think your new girlfriend is a good sport and would you be willing to join us on the show? And you were able to get her to agree to that.
Oh, yeah. She definitely wants to make her case.
Rachel, are you with us?
Hi, yeah.
So, Rachel, do you know why we're talking on the radio, or how much did Zach let you know?
I know I'm here because Zach thinks that I need to... he's on my case about misspelling right now.
Yeah, we have you on for a spelling bee.
And also, you guys are named Zach and Rachel, both of which are names that are commonly misspelled. Like, is it Zach with a C or a K? Is it Rachel with an A in it or not? Like, I mean, these are two very commonly misspelled names.
It was meant to be.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, out of curiosity, do you, for some reason, not have spell check set up on your phone? Or do you not use spell check on your phone at all?
I do. It's just a matter of I'm in a hurry and I just don't like, I mean, it auto corrects some words, but like, I guess I've misspelled it. Like for instance, tomorrow so many times. And I think I just put in it like that. That's the way I spell it. The dictionary just like has that spelling. So I mean, I'm just in a hurry. That's all it is.
So maybe your cell phone is just kind of throwing its hands in the air. And it's like, screw it. This is how we're spelling it from here on out.
Right, yeah. It just agrees with me.
I mean, I can't give you too hard of a time. I still have the hardest time trying to spell guarantee, and it's so bad when I try and spell guarantee on my phone that it doesn't even offer a suggestion.
Yeah, I think after so many misspellings, it just, like, takes whatever you keep putting into it and goes with it.
Rachel, out of curiosity, I just need to know, are you an Android user or an iPhone user?
I'm iPhone.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. No. Makes sense.
Don't help her argument. One of the other big parts about, I mean, the spelling was one thing he was joking around about, but he did mention that you are homeschooling your kid. And I don't know if you heard much of that part of our conversation with Zach, but if you did, how do you feel about him being concerned about your future of your child because of how bad of a speller you are?
Well, to plead my case here, I think I'm doing a fine job at homeschooling. My boy is doing great. In fact, we follow a homeschooling plan. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I'm just teaching him nonsense. He follows a plan. We have certain benchmarks we have to make.
That's fine. We ended up not doing that, but there was a conversation for a little bit with Tatum and our kid about whether or not we wanted to homeschool. My wife was showing me like how they have it all mapped out, because I was like, well, how does that even work? Like, do you have to? And it is interesting how it's pretty well structured for somebody that, as long as you're able to follow along, it should be relatively, I wouldn't say easy. That's not the right term to use, but like it's doable.
Yeah, it's something that I think all parents should give a try with. We love it. And I mean, we have like open free time. We can go spend time outside and have more time in nature than most kids in school that don't get any time outdoors. You know, it's just, there's a lot more well-roundedness to it than people give it credit for.
Now, Rachel, my son doesn't really have homework yet. He's only 6, but I know that those days are coming where he does bring home homework. And I have a stepson who's a bit older. And when he started bringing home math homework, I was completely lost. And I'm talking like this is an elementary school.
Fractions.
So, yeah, it was miserable. So do you, I mean, when you hit those levels, do they give you like extra support or things like that? Because I felt like I was Googling answers for like an 11-year-old's homework. It was really embarrassing for me.
Yeah, I'm a little bit intimidated about when he's actually in middle school and up, but there's tutoring, and then a lot of homeschools have like different outlets for support, and you can even do some kind of like hybrid programs. So I'm sure we'll need help and we'll find the help.
Well, if things work out with Zach, would you be up for tutoring?
Yeah, definitely.
You guys sound like a great match. Yeah. I really like this partnership.
Well, we did get a text as we're talking, and somebody said, you guys should have this couple go head-to-head to see who's smarter.
Ooh,
yeah.
Would you be up for that?
Yeah,
I'm down. I'm definitely down.
All right, so we'll assemble some questions that we can... I love that text. So I think we assemble some, like, you know, questions that most people that are adults should be able to answer, and we'll see who is smarter. And I don't know what the end result is. Like, if one... I don't know what we're putting up for grabs, but I guess it's just bragging rights, but you guys would be down to do that.
Oh, for sure.
I'm down.
All right, so tomorrow at this time, we'll put them head-to-head, Steve?
I think we do have to incorporate at least one spelling question.
Oh, no, not spelling.
Only one. We'll make sure not all the questions are spelling, though. We promise you that.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome. So tomorrow at this time, we'll have Zach and Rachel back on to see who's smarter.
I cannot wait.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's going to be quite a throwdown tomorrow, Steve Migs. Zach versus Rachel. We're going to find out who is smarter. So what about you? 206-803-ROCK. What is something that you can say with confidence that you're better at your significant other than, but they disagree?
Spelling.
Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those calls after Radiohead.
Costco membership.
What is something that you can say with absolute confidence that you are better at than your significant other? But they would probably disagree with you on that. Or what is something that, as much as it pains you to admit it, your partner is better than you at this thing?
I want to hear those. The people are willing to eat some humble pie and admit that they're bad at something.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text. We have Old Man Kenny on hold, Steve Migs. Do you think that his story has anything to do with marijuana?
I will be shocked if it doesn't.
We're going to check in with Kenny in just a second. But first, Carl from Covington, what is something that your partner is better at than you?
Oh, good morning, guys. I don't want this to be a big surprise, but I'd probably say patience.
Ooh.
Dude, yeah. I now having a five-year-old, I realize how much of a saint my wife is. Because there are times where I'm like, well, what are we crying about?
Right. All right, cool. I'm glad I don't feel like I'm alone here.
Carl, how many kids do you guys have?
Between the both of us, we got five.
Oh, whoa. My goodness.
What is the age range of those children?
We're sitting at 13, almost 14 for the youngest, and then 15, 16, 18, and 23.
Wow.
And are they all living at home?
No.
No.
Oh, all the best to you, Carl. Yeah. That sounds like a tough go.
Oh, my gosh. 206-803-ROCK. Old Man Kenny in Gig Harbor. What is something that you can say with complete confidence that you are better at your significant other than, even though they might disagree with you?
I can't say. You guys are so on to me. I am so better at bowling up than my wife ever dreamed of being.
Are we talking bowling up like smoking a bowl of weed or bowling like...
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, Steve.
I was going to be like, what's your high score?
I was like, what do you... Yeah, like a 200, a 150? What are we talking? No, it's weed.
Of course. If I don't interject weed, we're not having fun.
That's fair. That's fair. Anything else?
Yeah, math. Guys are always better at math. Than girls, and I just can't figure out where, you know, girls were always notorious. When I grew up, I was told boys are good at math, girls are good at English and spelling. So I can't for the life of me figure out where Zach's girlfriend got lost in the English language.
Time is 2025. Things are different, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
But on that point, though, I do really believe that I am better at English and spelling and Brad is better at math.
Oh, man, I'm willing to bet that my wife is better at all things. Like, stupid, useless pop culture trivia, I've got it on lock. But when it comes to actual education, she went to grad school.
She's a smart lady.
She's a lot smarter than this guy over here. But let's talk a little bit about math, because Danny's dealing with some math issues right now.
I will say that going to college does not mean that you're better at academics a lot of times, because I went to college and I know nothing, guys.
Yeah.
Math. Terrible. I will disagree. Every person in this world is better at math than me. Lily has me do homework these days.
I don't know, Danny. I can't do long division.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what long division is anymore.
Same.
Algebra. Lily has been bringing home sixth grade math, and it's geometry. I almost said geography. Geometry. Mm-hmm. And the minute she shows me any of it, my brain literally shuts off. I have no idea what she's talking about. Parallelograms, polygon stuff. I don't know what it is. I'm like, go call your mom, because I have no idea what to do.
Dude, I'm like, I know I'm probably going to get burnt for this, but like, because I'm sure at some point it's going to be wrong. If we're like looking at like something, I'm doing some cooking stuff or something like that. I'm like trying to put something together. I'm like, well, I don't want to make that much. How do I do like a half of that? And I'm looking at all the numbers. I'm like, ChatGPT, here's a picture of this. I want a half the size of it. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just so lazy.
I'm not even lazy.
It's stupid.
My brain just stops working when you put numbers in front of me, and I don't know why. Now, English and math, or English and science, got that down fine.
All right, what about you, T-Dog?
What am I better at than Brad?
Or what is he better at?
Oh, I mean, well, he's definitely the romantic one. I try really hard to be romantic, but like when I learned that some people are using ChatGPT to write romantic things in cards, I was like, oh, this is for me for sure.
Yeah.
He's like a poet, and I'm like, I can't
think
of a
word. He's a songwriter guy. He's in touch with his artistic side.
He's so much better at that than me, but I'm way better at cribbage.
Oh, I was going to say, you're probably better at like chugging beer. But yes. Cribbage, yes, that as well.
Also, no lies detected.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you think you're better at Steve Miggs than the game beat Miggs, then you should call right now and put that to the test. He has a record of 303 wins, 94 losses, and 83 ties so far in 2025. And just to help you out a little bit, yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room, we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play and hopefully beat Miggs at 7:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.